This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Respiratory illness on the rise across the U.S. among young children. It's scary. Hurricane Roslyn, what does that mean to you and I? Is there any chance of that coming toward the U.S.? There was some wicked weather over the weekend in some parts of the South. When I say wicked, a lot of rainy, nasty kind of stuff, but no huge flooding or anything on the disaster scale that tips it right off the map that we have to talk about at the top of the show. Hope you had a great weekend as we bounce into a new week here on the show with me, Kate Delaney. I had a great weekend. You know why I had a great weekend? It was a weekend of sports for me. Sports is a big kind of release, and because it's always played a major role, as much as I'm such an information junkie, I say that all the time, content, etc., and you know this show is about that, to watch the Philadelphia Phillies and Bryce Harper blasting a two-run jack that made the difference in the Phillies go to the World Series. That was very sweet for me because everybody in my life, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, reached back to me to tell me about what was going on in their life and tell me how great the Philadelphia Phillies were. That's the bonding experience. That's what sports can sometimes do for you. This, unfortunately, is a bond you don't want to have. This RSV, this whole thing with these infections that are just rampant across the U.S. I've heard some really, really sad stories about this. Young babies, 8 months old, maybe a year old, younger at some point. But I guess almost all children catch RSV at some point before they turn two. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. But I lead off this way because there are so many hospitals that are crowded with these kids that can't breathe, where their mothers or fathers or whoever their caregivers are almost in a panic when they see them practically turning blue, and they're desperate to get to the emergency room to get the kids in. Because what are they thinking? Are they thinking COVID-19? Are they thinking, what is this? They are so, so sick. The flood of this is off the charts. So off the charts, when I say that, when you know that you have hospital after hospital that has absolutely no room, when you see that a child is breathing so fast, you know something's wrong with their oxygen levels, you know they're very, very sick. In fact, that's one of the signs, if you see that happening, to immediately go to a hospital. So young infants, younger children, really 2 years and less, this is what we're seeing with this virus, and it can turn into something much more serious that can lead to respiratory failure, right? When they're breathing and their chest is rapidly going up and down. Now, there is an antibody treatment for children who are at the highest risk for severe disease, and it's not readily available, but it can be available to those who are the most vulnerable, and it comes in the form of a shot, what else, that a child can get every month during the typical RSV season. But it is something to watch for, because when we see, like I said, these high numbers, where we're talking about thousands and thousands of kids, and we're talking about these symptoms where an infection can last maybe 5 days. Sometimes it goes away on its own, but it might look like a common cold. So it's disguised as that. You see, you know, maybe a runny nose, a decreased appetite, coughing, and that kind of thing. Maybe a little bit lethargic. But if you don't realize what's happening, then, of course, the child can die. And to me, I cannot imagine having no idea that's happening and you're too late. And unfortunately, in some cases, the word too late has happened to way, way, way too many people. So just as a warning here on the show, based on all these things that I'm seeing and doctors that I've had these conversations with, that watch for this. Watch for the crazy breathing. Watch for symptoms that you start to see this very common respiratory virus that causes symptoms that you're not sure about. But when you see that chest going up and down and you can see, of course, if you see a change in color, immediately race to do something. Because often, especially in areas where you don't have as many big hospitals, you can't get even the kit in there. And then you're really, really panicked when you're trying to fly them somewhere else. It is still about the economy. People all over the place are talking about how much eggs cost, milk costs, and how tight the budgets are, and what does that mean for, you know, the rest of the fall, and what will that mean actually for the midterm elections? Are we going to see this as kind of a referendum on that? And I personally think yes, and it'll be one of the top three things that drives people who go and vote, people who are struggling to be able to feed their family, who are struggling to pay their bills and have absolutely nothing left over. There is no stretch. There is nothing to stretch because there's nothing left. And we haven't seen a reversal in that. In fact, we've just seen the conversation about how much more the prices are when you're going to get eggs, and it's almost $7, right, for, I don't know, maybe 18 eggs. Seems really, really high. And that, of course, also sends all the prices much, much higher at restaurants, which in turn hurts them because people not going out to eat. I went to a popular restaurant in my area on Friday, and it was like a ghost town. There were some people there, but normally it would be super, super crowded. And in fact, they were telling people not to come in because normally this would be a crowded, popular area, but they didn't have the numbers that they normally would have, and it keeps decreasing because people don't want to pay the high prices because they don't have that stretch that I talked about. Hurricane Roslyn making landfall in Mexico, really bringing some life-threatening conditions, but doesn't look like to the U.S., if you were to look at a map, that map is not stretching across the U.S., especially where it's going. But there are Americans that certainly visit some of these areas in Mexico that could be affected by it, and they're talking about flash flooding and landslides and all of that that will absolutely hit the hardest. And it's pretty, pretty close to some of those areas where you do get a lot of those tourists. Puerto Vallarta is certainly one of them. And when you're talking about winds of 111 miles an hour, and you're talking about it will eventually weaken, but not till it gets a little further in, there are going to be people that absolutely will be hit by that. And like I said, a lot of Americans go there, especially this time of year. It tends to be popular to stretch, Californians do it, to stretch long weekends. They get really cheap deals to go to some of these resorts in Mexico. So there will be some that will be affected. And, of course, the people who live there absolutely will be affected. We're not done yet. A long way to go in this hour. Your thoughts. We're going to hit up the mailbag in a couple of segments. Fair or foul, when Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for this particular show, joins us to have some fun and kick around some of those things you might be thinking about, or maybe not. But it's fun. Stay with us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
And because definitely I had a couple of Yankee fans who reached out to me through the miracle of the mailbag and said they were really so sad by what had happened. The game started late for the Yankees, and they, because of rain, and they ended up losing. They were swept by the Astros. So the World Series will be the Philadelphia Phillies and the Houston Astros. Wow. The Astros beat them 6-5. And I'll tell you what, Alex Bregman is just a Yankee killer. He was in this series anyway. I'm as shocked as anyone because they had so many good moments during the regular season. But anyway, that rounds it out. So we won't even talk about that in the mailbag. The Phillies and the Yankees start on Friday. And yes, it is a stunner. We had Bernie Williams on the show to talk about his father's lung disease and what he's doing to make awareness for some particular lung things that were happening, not related to COVID, etc. And I asked him about the Yankees, and I think he would be as surprised as anyone that they didn't at least take a couple of games or make it much more interesting against the Astros. But the Astros were super, super solid. I talked about, just briefly, touching on the fact that midterm elections, we know the economy, abortion issue is going to be huge. Abortion, economy, illegal immigration, I think will play a part in people's mindset of the way they're voting and what they're thinking when they actually go to vote, or if they vote early, etc., or vote on the day. But I saw something I thought was interesting. I saw a headline. It might have been on Drudge, where they said, a poll reveals staggering polarization ahead of midterms. I am so not shocked by that. I'm so not shocked that there is massive polarization. Are you shocked by that? I know you're not. This is such a smart audience. So I guess they're just making the obvious obvious. But NBC did a news poll, and they say that sky-high interest and polarization, the actual polarization ahead of the midterms, is part of the deal. 80% of Democrats and Republicans, according to this poll, believe the political opposition poses a threat. If not stopped, they're going to destroy America. So Democrats think the Republicans will destroy America. Republicans think Democrats will destroy America. This is not shocking to me. If you've been paying attention for the last 5-6 years, at least, even before that, I would say, we started to see some of that. Now, there were a few interesting findings, specific things, where they show that, you know, this is obviously going to be a competitive contest for November, and trying to predict it is much harder. For Biden, approval ratings are at 45%. Congressional preferences, so 47% of registered voters preferring Democrats to control Congress versus 46 who want Republicans. I mean, that's practically dead even in this poll, right? For Republican voters, the positive signs are that Biden's approval among independents and swing state voters is in the 30s and the low 40s. So the enthusiasm is not there. Republicans leading congressional preference among the set of likely voters, 48% to 47. But again, this is margin of error stuff. That's why I think so much of this will be very, very tough to predict. I mean, the polls are popular for a reason. And pollsters and huge polling companies make serious cash to try to predict outcomes and to also look at what people are thinking to help in a run-up to an election. But this was interesting. The NBC poll found that 70% of all registered voters expressed a high interest in the election. So 70%, either a 9 or a 10, they gave them a 10-point scale. The highest percentage ever in a survey for a midterm election. Well, you looked at the early voting. I talked about that last week, how many people were early voting. So I'm also not surprised by that. I think we're going to see, in the end, some of the highest numbers that we have ever, ever seen when it comes to voting in a midterm election where it's not a presidential race. Because normally you would think that pulls out more people. It does. If we were to go back in history and trace it all back, we would find that just even in some cases just by a little bit. But I think these are going to be some of the highest numbers that we've seen, period, especially when you hear about the interest just in the midterm elections. And so much of that is driven, I think it's so much of it is driven by anger, by economic concerns, like I said, like the abortion issue, which is polarizing, like crime, like immigration, all of that, depending on the state, depending on who's in, depending on so many other factors as to specifically what that voter base, what they may do. But some of these are going to be very, very close to call. And when we're on the air, I think when I'm on the air, which is what I love about this show, when I'm on the air, I don't think a lot of these races are going to be so close. I'm going to be giving you what I call hot numbers that are not final numbers because of the interest, which I think it's good. I think that no matter what, I think it's good that there's high interest and that in a country where we live in one of the greatest, I think we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, we have freedom. We have, even if we're furious at some of the things that are happening, we have the freedom to vote the way we want to vote. We might not like it. We might not like some of the choices, but we have that freedom. I say this all the time. The more you're involved locally, it starts, and then statewide, and then we're talking about federal elections. the more things can change because votes do matter. Too often I think people don't think votes matter, and then they're shocked by the results because they assumed that it wouldn't matter. They assumed it wouldn't matter. I'm getting a lot of questions about COVID and these variants I've talked about and people that we've had on, and are we going to see a big winter wave of COVID cases? Remember when we went into the beginning of 2022, we thought we were free and clear, baby. The ball dropped, and that was it. We're off to the races, but lo and behold, a nasty variant knocked a lot of people out, and meaning knocked them out from coming back to offices, and offices didn't open up, and there was a big wave of cases. So now there are these sub-variants that are starting to burst out in California. And in Los Angeles County and in San Francisco in the Bay Area, they're warning that it could be a lengthy decline in new infections because they're looking at the trends, right? And especially the most dominant one is still the one we've talked about for a long time. The Omicron subvariant BA5 is the dominant one. It's been that way for months and months and months, but it's the stupid subvariants that could be the worst, because are we going to be more infectious, or can we evade it? Because that's what we're trying to figure out here, right? Every time I see a new variant, that's the first thing that I think of. But BA5 accounts for about 62% of all new coronavirus cases, but it's down from mid-August when it was really thought to be the push behind about 86% of cases. That's a big fall from, you know, where it was. If you think about it, you've got California, Arizona, Nevada, Hawaii, and the U.S. Pacific Territories. BA5 is the most common, 72%. But in some areas of the country, there are some of these other strains that are really kind of creeping in there, and that's what the big look is as to what are we going to see, how are we going to see this grow, right? Let's put it this way. We knew that we were in some way going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about it's not completely gone, right? That's why get the free test, then you know you can just take it and you can know whether you have it or not. You take one test, take another test if you're not sure, and that way you don't get caught up in, ooh, should I go? Should I not go into work? What should I do? Mailbag coming up.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Rishi Sunak looked set to become Britain's next prime minister after Boris Johnson withdrew from the contest on Sunday, saying that although he had enough support to make the final ballot, he realized the country and the Conservative Party needed unity. Johnson had raced home from a holiday in the Caribbean to try and secure the backing of 100 lawmakers to enter Monday's ballot to replace Liz Truss, the woman who succeeded him in September after he was driven out of office over a string of scandals. President Joe Biden sought to reassure Democratic voters who had doubts about whether the 79-year-old should run for re-election, while also saying in an interview that he could drop dead tomorrow. Already the oldest president in American history, Biden would be 86 if he served out a second term. He has repeatedly said he will run for re-election in 2024, even as many Democrats have questioned whether the party should support a younger candidate instead. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks, everybody, once again. Lots and lots of mail. It is a great phenomenon of this show. I've been doing it, shockingly, for over 15 years. And of every place I've ever done talk radio, including New York and Dallas, all big top five markets, you, my friends, across the entire nation, have been the best at reaching out through the mailbag. And I love it. So let's go to this first one from Doug, who says, hey, Kate, I just wanted to high-five you because of your Philadelphia Phillies. I know you're originally from there, and I love it when you do your man cave segment. I like hearing about the elections and people who are doing stupid things to other people and then some of your funny stuff. But I was actually pulling for you. My team is certainly not the Phillies, but I didn't have a dog in that hunt, so to speak. So I was pulling for your Phils, and I thought it was exciting to watch what Bryce Harper did and what a great finish after all the money that they paid him and leaving Washington, etc. So we'll see what happens next. Yeah, we'll see what happens next. The Astros and the Phillies, that's the World Series on next Friday, or this coming up Friday it starts. So it will be very, very interesting. So thank you for that. This one is from Sam I Am. I like when he says Sam I Am because we usually have two Sams. So Sam I Am says, hey, Kate, I have been eating a lot of ramen noodles. I mean, well, not really. But in all seriousness, in one way, what's happened because of how ridiculous the food prices are, I was somebody who was starting to eat out a lot, and I stopped doing that. So I've kind of gotten into cooking. You had somebody on your show that was talking about things you could do that were great when you barbecue, etc., and how you could take some of those leftovers and make them into other things. And I've never done that before. I've been a Sammy guy most of my life, but I started doing some of that, and it's helped. I can tell you that my wife definitely loves it, so you've certainly helped me in that category, and that's what I would suggest to everybody else. Just crack open a few of those cookbooks and stretch some of those ingredients a little bit more. How about that? There you go. Yes, leftovers are a good thing, right? Like, you get chicken. The chicken is the everything if you eat meat. And you can take the chicken and you can put it in other things. That's the way to do it. I like to cook, and I made the Hubs tacos. And I said, I made extra. I mean, there's lots. So you could take that and use it in other things. And, of course, so he said, yes, I can. He went for we had the hard shell tacos. And then the other thing was the soft shell tacos. So it worked. That was a way to stretch. You know, absolutely. Whatever works, it works. This one's from Judge, who says, wow, the UK is a mess. Truss is out. They should have just kept Boris Johnson in, and now they got to figure out who's going to be the next prime minister. We think we have problems in this country with a president who wants to run again and be in his mid-80s if he were re-elected. In the UK, they had a woman that came in and just tanked everything financially, so she had to leave. And I wonder what will happen now. I think I said it on one of the shows. The favorite is Boris Johnson, by the way, because people are saying, well, would you consider running for the Conservative Party leadership again? And he said no, that he wasn't going to do that. So former Treasury chief, I won't go too deep into UK politics, Rishi Sunak is probably the favorite to be the prime minister. And it could be announced soon, maybe by our next show, because they don't want this to linger. So there's probably a good chance that that happens. Liked, well liked, whatever, and has been in that position for a bit. But yeah, it is crazy. She tanked them with some of what she tried to do. Financially, it was in 45 days, it was so crushing that it was like, okay, you're tanking the markets, it's time to go. So that was a quick resignation, shortest tenure of any prime minister. All right, this one is from Clarice. That's an interesting name because Clarice is the name you may remember from a famous movie, Silence of the Lambs. But Clarice, I like that name, actually. Clarice says, hi, Kate, I have to be honest with you. I am somebody who's voted a little bit in my lifetime because I always feel like I don't like the candidates, and I'm sick of politics, and I'm sick of it tearing apart my community and people's hot opinions that are sometimes so ridiculous and asinine, and I think they're not even paying attention to what's going on in the world. And maybe I'm too informed, which I guess sounds ridiculous to say I'm not wanting to vote, but I am because I've been listening to you, and I am going to go and vote because I think you're right. In the end, if more people voted and you don't just take a pass on it, maybe things would be a little bit different. And it is a privilege to be able to do that, unlike some countries where they can't do that at all. And you've talked about that before. Yeah, I mean, listen, when I first started off in the business, I was a reporter, a television reporter, anchor, and I worked for a station, KTSM, in El Paso, Texas. And because I could speak some Spanish, they sent me to cover the Mexican elections, and they had the two parties, the PRI and the Panistas. And when we were down there, we were out filming people voting in some of the areas in a place called Chihuahua. They were stuffing the ballot boxes. There were guys with machine guns. It was nasty. It was scary, actually, to see that. And in fact, I was even in a crowd where they shot over our heads, and I was like, wow. It was really scary, and it was eye-opening to me to see that. So I've always carried that with me, that you know, we don't live in that world. And it, thank goodness, it's much different. Even if it's not right, even if there's things we don't like, it's still a lot better than other places that I've been and things that I have seen. This one is from Thomas. And Thomas says, Kate, I thought about talking about politics in my email to you, but I decided better of it because, you know, this is such a hot driver in the office where I work, so much so that they had to send out a memo saying, you know, let's leave the politics out of the office in a much different way than that, the way it was worded, because, of course, it was politically correct. So my question to you, or what I've been thinking about anyway, is what do you think of what's going to happen in Florida? Because certainly you're there. When you look at the rebuilding effort, do you think a lot of people will rebuild in some of those areas that were just completely walloped by Hurricane Ian? Or do you think more people will move on from some of the places where they were? You know, it's such a great question. And I was just talking to somebody today about that, where their boss had a house annihilated in Naples, Florida, and they were saying that they haven't decided whether they were going to rebuild there or not. Because you got to remember, there's so many of these beginning stages of, I mean, where it was massively hit. Places like areas of Port Charlotte, Fort Myers Beach, Sanibel Island, Naples, parts of Naples, etc. Because you've got things like, even this has now become a big story, that you have hordes of mosquitoes because you have floodwaters. You still have all this watery mildew, all this stuff that's being cleaned up, and you have to have planes dropping pesticide over all these thousands of acres to try to control the insects that are out of control. Can you imagine? Because then you got to think, and anybody who's been in a flood or a hurricane, you know, it's the other threats that are so bad afterwards because of the standing water and the things that happen there, the big challenges. And so the mosquitoes are just a huge challenge. But besides mosquitoes and that aside, the idea of rebuilding and having to go through what you have to go through and deciding, is it worth it to stay in that place or to move in or, you know, further in, although a hurricane can do that, can come in. We've seen that with Orlando getting hit, or move someplace else, stay or go. I think we saw for sure, I know I knew people that relocated from Biloxi, Mississippi after their house was just torn all apart, just completely flew away. They left Mississippi, started a new life in Dallas. So I think there's people trying to decide, is it worth it when you've got soggy furniture and cleaning out the house, and, you know, there's going to be a housing crisis for a while, because this is still just the very beginnings of this. You have FEMA that's in trying to assist people that about lost property and all of that. You've got, what did I see the other day? Like 1,300, something like that, households had to relocate to hotels or motels. And they've got houses without roofs, houses that are completely damaged. Yeah, I think a lot of people will move. I think a lot of people will decide not to stay. And then others will say, no, this is where I've been and this is where my home is, so I'm going to rebuild. But it's going to take a long time. Thanks for all the emails. You can email me anytime, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here we are at the tail end of the show. Four, yes, fair or foul.
Signal fair.
After the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Makes on a fair.
A hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
Jeremy Paulson joins us. He is the man behind the technicals on this show. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, that's my bad. I thought it was a normal segment.
A normal segment.
Far from normal.
Yeah, far from normal. That's right. So, this was a week where neither one of our teams were playing football teams, the Eagles or the Vikings. So here's a good fair or foul. When your teams aren't playing, should you or can you root for other teams that week?
I enjoy football, so yeah, I would say that's fair.
Yep, I say it's fair too. It's fair to watch football. You're a football fan, I'm a football fan, so if you're a fan of whatever sport it is you're watching, yeah, absolutely. Your person gets knocked out if it's an individual sport. It doesn't mean you turn away from...
And it's easier when you have your rivals because then you can root for whoever's playing them, like Packers.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that didn't work out too well for me because I've got NFC East, which is crushing it. I mean, everybody won. The Cowboys, the Giants. You look at that and you just say, oh, yeah, this is a little bit different. NFC East, which was the NFC least before. Yeah, this is now
doing good.
Tough. Yeah, I'm doing good. The East is the best. It's the best division out there. You have the Eagles, who are 6-0, the Giants 6-1, the Cowboys 5-2. Only the Commanders are 3-4. That's it. Right? That's it. And, by the way, hats off to the Cardinals. We didn't have anyone who nailed the score, but
That was a high-scoring game.
The Cardinals beat the Saints. And this is tough because we got great listeners in both places, but some of those pickoffs made the big difference there. 42-34 was the
Everyone was in the 20s. That's way over.
Really crazy. All right, and speaking of sports, and that's why I started that way, the wave. When you go to sporting events, you know, people do the wave constantly. It was really fun at first, but now it's almost, is it mandatory that when your section comes up, you have to wave, you have to wave, you have to get up and wave, you have to get up
no,
and wave.
Now everyone has their own niche, you know, like the skull chant. Yeah, I love it. Love it. It's cool.
No, but people still do the wave. I've been to many sporting events. It's massive. So still, even if you do your skull chants or whatever, they do the wave. So you have to do the wave. And I think sometimes you got to put some of that stuff away. I don't know. I don't know why the wave is popular anymore. I think it should go away.
I think everyone should get their own niche.
Yeah, get something. Yeah, put the wave away. So we agree on that. It's foul. Skydiving, fair or foul?
Foul for me, because I'm afraid of heights. I don't think I would ever do that. Oh, no.
So you're afraid of heights. So anything, any kind of climbing up, like going into the Statue of Liberty with narrow steps would make you kind of freaked out? Being on a balcony of a high hotel somewhere?
To an extent. I mean, I'd be fine a little bit.
A little bit. That doesn't sound good. I think you shouldn't get out on any balconies then, if that's how you feel. You know what? That's kind of an aging thing. I think a lot of times people, when you're younger, you don't have that. But then when you get older, you kind of that kind of happens to a lot
of
people.
I grew up in planes most of my childhood, like flying in planes because my grandfather was a pilot, and it never bugged me. But it's just different.
It's just different now. Well, if you know, you just say it. No, there's no way I'm skydive.
Planes
because
are different.
My two nephews skydived over the summertime, and they loved it. This is the biggest thrill of their life. I have a friend who was a TV anchor. Her son was graduating from college, and he wanted his mother, my friend, his best friend. Well, wait, let me finish the story. He wanted his mother to skydive. It was a TV anchor in San Diego, and her and his best friend's mother, and they did it. Like they did it with their sons. I was like, wow, that's incredible, and it's incredible that my nephews did it. I was so surprised by that, but no. I wanted to do it before. When I was in college, I wanted to go, and then there was a skydiving accident, and the guy I was going to go with said, you know what, should we not do this? And I was like, yeah, let's not do it. Neither one of us wanted to after that. It dissuaded us because, like, oh, the place where we were going to go, they just had an accident. No, thank you. And I just saw this thing where a Tennessee grandfather fell to his death in a skydiving accident at a high school football game. How sad is that? He's 55 years old. He was an experienced skydiver, and he was doing a pregame ceremony for fun, you know, to really get the crowd excited. And he was injured when he landed, is what happened, and he died. By the time they got him to the hospital, died. That's awful.
We are meant to be on the ground.
We are meant to be on the ground. We are meant. That's hashtag. We are meant to be on the
wings.
Ground.
We have Icarus for walking.
I agree. We're meant to be. We both agree on that, but a lot of people would disagree. They would say it's like a defining moment in their life, and they overcome fears and anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the best.
That's what you're doing. You're overcoming what you're supposed to be. You know, we don't have wings. We're not supposed to be in the air. We don't have gills. We're not supposed to be in the water.
forget the skydiving thing. I agree. Inflatable hot tub, that's popular now. Fair or foul? Or do you think it's kind of cheesy?
I think it's kind of cheesy. But I see it. I get it. You know, it's a cheap way to have some fun, you know. So I would say fair, because it's a cheap way to have fun.
Okay, so it's cheesy, but okay, it's okay to do it.
Yeah. I mean, at least it's not the tarp in the back of a truck filled with water.
Yeah, that would be really tough. You know, there, some of them are cheap and some of them are expensive. You can get an inflatable hot tub at Walmart, a 6-foot hot tub that can fit 4 people for less than $400.
That's what I'm saying. Cheap way to have some fun.
Yeah. But then there are more expensive ones. There's one, it's like a square inflatable hot tub, and it's over $1,200.
See, that I think is a little foul, because, I mean, if you're going to spend that much, you might as well just get a nice hot tub.
Just get a regular hot tub.
Yeah, if you're going to spend, why get an inflatable for over $1,000? It's like, that defeats the purpose.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you like hot tubs?
Oh, my parents have one. I like hot tubs, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're, you know what? In cold weather places, there's people listening to us in cold weather places. When you were like skiing or when you're in places where it snows and they have those hot tubs, oh, that's the best.
Yeah, it's awesome sitting at my parents' house in the back when it's like below zero, snow everywhere, and you're just sitting in the hot tub. You're like, oh, that's so great.
Yeah, that's when it's so worth it.
And
I
then
agree.
You get out and you realize the issue.
Yeah, oh, it's freezing. What was I thinking? But I think it's cool. I went to a place one time called Ouray, Colorado, which they have, it's like they have all these mines and ghost, it's like a ghost town. It's really cool. And it's by the Durango, not far from the Durango Silverton train. Put that on your list, people, if you've never been there. But anyway, they had a lot of places with hot tubs because people skied. It was near Telluride, too, and they'd go there. And it was awesome to be that cool, crisp Colorado air and all the stars and be in a hot tub. Oh, it was the best. Yeah, we agree. All right. Now, on that trip, would you have an electric toothbrush? Fair or foul electric toothbrushes?
Fair.
They're
super good for your teeth. They actually help, especially if you get the right ones that like do the sonic treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? They're worth whatever money they cost. They're because obviously it's going to be more than the plastic toothbrush you pick up. I think so too, because then you won't have your teeth hopefully drilled as much.
Well, yeah, it breaks the tartar up because it shakes more and it like vibrates it loose.
Yeah, it's worth it. The electric toothbrush is worth it. Speaking of things electric, how about electric bikes? That's a big thing now all over the whole country. Is that fair or foul? Not motorcycles, because you ride a motorcycle, but I'm saying electric bikes.
Yeah, fair. I actually want an electric scooter.
You want a scooter?
Yeah, because then I can ride it to work, because my one job's only 4 blocks away. I can just like...
Oh, yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah.
They're expensive, though. I looked them up. They're expensive.
They are expensive. Electric bikes, well, they come in all different types, too, where you can get them where it's a little bit cheaper, but none of them, most of them seem to hover around like $600 on the cheapest side.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're more than that, $800, $900, $1,200.
On an electric scooter.
Yeah, so inflatable hot tub or an electrical scooter, I don't know. Toss up. Ask Santa. Yeah, ask Santa. All right, Jeremy Paulson, always fun with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can email me, like I said during the mailbag segment, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.